91X News.
It's 2 below 0, windy and cloudy at 4 o'clock for the QNET Newsroom. Good afternoon, I'm Andrew Harper. A home care pilot project that aims at cutting down 911 calls in the Belleville area is at risk of being shut down. Hastings Quinney Emergency Services first kicked off its program last January. A team of paramedics visits 60 patients to prevent them from having to call 911 for issues that can be taken care of at their home. The patients were chosen based off their medical conditions and the amount of calls to 911 they made in 2014. Carl Bowker, Deputy Chief of Operations at Hastings Quinney EMS, says EMS has asked for a share of the ambulance fees the province collects in order to keep the program running. He also says EMS has reached out to the Community Care Access Center in local groups to help find a way to continue the home care program. Funding for the program officially ends January 23rd. A new head lice protocol is being implemented at schools in the area across Canada. QNET's William Prue has more.
As of January 4th, the Hastings and Prince Edward District School Board stopped requiring children with head lice to stay home, saying that it is more important for a child to be in school than to miss school because of lice. This is a decision that has some parents furious. Although head lice do not lead to any severe health risks, they do cause a frustrating itch and require treatment. Christy Sinclair's children attend school within the school board, and she says she is worried about the possibility of an epidemic.
When they come home with it, I'm going to get it. My husband's going to get it. He can't go to work. He works with Procter & Gamble. And, I mean, he can't go into Procter & Gamble with it and work. Like, it's in his contract. He's not allowed to do that. You know, and I've got, you know, a sister that works with Kawartha OPP, and if she gets it, you know, from my kids, and then she's passing it on to prisoners, and prisoners are taking it into the jail. Like, it's going to spiral.
Sinclair and Samantha Dunkley have since opened an online petition and a Facebook group that has received a lot of support.
So I immediately, Saturday night, started a Facebook group called Stop the New Head Lice Protocol, and within 3 days, I'm up to 500 members.
The group is still trying to contact the school board in order to have the new rule overturned. William Prue, QNET News, Belleville.
Environment Canada has reminded Belleville residents there is no parking on any city street between 1 and 6 a.m. Motorists should remove their vehicles from all city streets so the winter maintenance crew can properly clear the city of snow. Motorists failing to abide by these rules may have a vehicle ticketed or towed. And QNET News has just relieved very breaking news. A candidate in the last fall's federal election has died. Truman Tuck died Sunday on the way home from a trip. Tuck, the owner of a Tuck's Paralegal Services, was an unsuccessful candidate in the Bay of Quinte riding during last fall's federal election. He ran as a Judeo-Christian independent crusader for citizens' rights. He also ran unsuccessfully in the last provincial election in the former Prince Edward Hastings riding. Steele Funeral Home is handling the funeral, which has been tentatively set for Friday afternoon at Maranatha Church. A Manitoba man who had died after plunging in a crevasse while working in the Antarctica is remembered as a skilled helicopter pilot. David Wood, who is 62, was working on the Australian government's Antarctic program at the Davis Research Station. He fell into a crevasse yesterday after a fuel loading operation on a remote ice shelf. Bruno Miley of the Firewood Helicopters in Whitehorse, Yukon, says Wood was a good friend who worked for him for the last 15 years.
He spends most of the summer here in the Yukon. You know, usually comes up here in May. You know, then he goes, you know, he goes in his time off, he goes home, but, you know, he spends most of the summer here.
Me says Wood was from Winnipeg Beach and was married with 4 children. Failing oil prices dragged the loonie down to a 13-year low this morning.
The dollar dipped to 69.89 cents U.S., falling below that 70-cent mark for the first time since the spring of 2003. The loonie's heavily influenced by the global price for oil. Oil's fallen more than a dollar today to just above $30 U.S. a barrel. The last time our dollar was worth more than the American dollar was almost 3 years ago. Don Kelly, The Canadian Press, Toronto.
Analysts shared their outlooks for oil prices today in an energy conference in Calgary, and what they had to say wasn't pretty. U.S. crude prices are touching the $30 U.S. barrel mark. Glenn Hodgkinson, chief economist for the Conference Board of Canada, says the average outlook for the year is better, but not by much.
People are freaking out right now because prices touched $30 yesterday. We've assumed a price of $40 for the year.
Hodgkinson says it will be years before oil touches $60 a barrel again. Auditions are underway for a new movie in which one Star Wars' most beloved character goes solo.
According to Variety, some lucky actor will find out he has landed the role of a lifetime within a few weeks. Producers of the Star Wars movie about a young Han Solo has the list of actors narrowed down to 12. Some of the names include Miles Teller, Ansel Elgort, Dave Franco, Jack Rayner, Scott Eastwood, Logan Lerman, Brooklyn star Emery Cohen, and Everybody Wants Some's Blake Jenner. The film isn't scheduled to start shooting until next January, but the article states that the young Han Solo may have a role in the movie shooting now. Rogue One, David Blaustein, ABC News.
That's it for QNET News on 91X. Sports is next.
With the new year, it's time to make your business stand out with help from Ring & Jim's Promotions. Have your logo pop with direct-to-garment color printing on T-shirts or any cotton items. They also have the latest technology for full-color prints on all sorts of things, like hockey pucks, golf balls, USB sticks, canvas photo frames, and much more. Plus, you can get laser etching, hand engravings, or embroidery on practically anything. For more great ideas on how to make your business stand out in 2016, visit 313 Front Street, Belleville. Ring & Jim's Promotions. Where do you see your logo?
Welcome back, and now we're back with sports. And tonight on the lineup for the NHL, we have the Buffalo Sabres versus the Minnesota Wild, and we have the St. Louis Blues hosting the New Jersey Devils. We have San Jose versus Winnipeg Jets, Nashville Predators versus Chicago Blackhawks, Edmonton Oilers versus the Arizona Coyotes, Tampa Bay Lightning versus the Colorado Avalanche. And tonight in the NBA, we have the Phoenix Suns versus the Indiana Pacers, the New York Knicks hosting the Boston Celtics, the San Antonio Spurs versus the Detroit Pistons, Chicago Bulls versus the Milwaukee Bucks, Houston Rockets versus the Memphis Grizzlies, Oklahoma City Thunder versus the Dallas Mavericks, and the New Orleans Pelicans versus the LA Lakers. Now on to football. The Alabama Crimson Tide are the U.S. college football champions for the fourth time in 7 years, following a 45-40 win over Clemson. Heisman Trophy winner Derrick Henry carried 36 times with 158 yards and 3 touchdowns. He scored twice in the first half and iced the victory by running in for a 1-yard TD with 107 remaining. Henry says the team came together when it mattered most.
It makes me so happy and I just don't even know what to say. It's hard to describe just to see how much success they had. And them guys have been through so much adversity. Yeah, I'm just glad that they're able to make plays. And all our dream came true.
Chicago Blackhawks give coach John Quenneville a 3-year contract extension. They're locking up the highly successful coach through the 2019-20 season. Quenneville has a 781 win record over 19 years as an NHL head coach, including the past 8 in Chicago, where he has won 3 Stanley Cup championships since 2010. Entering this week, his Blackhawks team were 343 wins, 168 losses, and 69 OT losses, with a franchise best 0.651 winning percentage in the regular season. His 781 wins lead active head coaches and rank third in NHL history. The Windsor, Ontario native has guided 16 of his 18 teams to the postseason during his career. That also includes 8 years with the St. Louis Blues and 3 with the Colorado Avalanche. Former Toronto Blue Jays general manager Alex Anthopoulos is back working baseball again. The 38-year-old Montreal native will serve as the Los Angeles Dodgers vice president of baseball operations. The National League West Division champions announced the move Tuesday in their official Twitter feed. The hiring reunites Anthopoulos with Ismael Cruz, who served as his former special assistant and director of Latin American operations before joining the Dodgers last November. Anthopoulos will also be working with the Dodgers general manager Farhan Zahidi, a native of Sudbury, Ontario. After building a team that has made its first playoff appearance in 22 years and came with 2 wins of a World Series appearance, Anthopoulos surprised many fans and baseball observers last October by declining a contract offer to return to the Blue Jays. Team president Paul Beeston retired a few days later and replaced by former Cleveland Indians executive Mark Shapiro. Anthopoulos says he didn't feel a return to the Blue Jays would be a good fit, and he was eventually replaced by Ross Atkins. Toronto posted an average results during the most of Anthopoulos' tenure until a series of a trade deadline moves last summer helped send the team to a second half surge. The Toronto Blue Jays won the East Division crown and beat Texas in the American League Division Series before falling to Kansas City in the ALCS. That's all for sports. Send us your team or league scores at qnetnewsdesk@gmail.com. Now time for weather. It is 4 o'clock. It is -2 with periods of snow ending near midnight, then partly cloudy. Snow squalls early this evening with a 30% chance of flurries. Snowfall of about 5 centimeters for the Belleville area. That's it for QNET News on the air at 91X and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm Andrew Harper. Our next newscast will be at 5 o'clock. We'll see you then.